Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Kareen, and my friends, we need to talk today about the struggles of a young entrepreneurial man. The man being, of course, me. But also, we also need to talk about what it's like being a young person in America today. And by young, I mean, oh, I don't know, 18 to, we'll go 18 to 30. I'll be generous, 18 to 30. Do you have any idea how hard it is being out here trying to not just be a 9-to-5? Anybody who's not a 9-to-5, even if you're in a 9-to-5, the wages are usually no good. The inflation's through the roof. You're living on minimalistic lifestyle, especially when you're a younger person. My friends, I understand the struggle. You better believe I understand the struggle. I'm out here throwing thousands of dollars into my entrepreneurial ideas. Every single day working 10 to 12 hours a day, grinding my goddamn ass off. And you know what I can't stand, my friends? I can't stand it when people love to talk crap. Anybody have any of those people in your life who you gotta cut them off or you gotta lose contact with them? Because no matter what they say, it's always they're doubt casting. They're trying to tell you, oh, well, I don't know if it's gonna work out, or oh, I don't like the way you're going about doing this. Does anybody else have that experience? Just me? And I know I'm not alone on this. I know that right now, if we were sitting together grabbing a coffee or a drink at the pub, you would tell me, hey, Austin, you know what? I identify with that, man. I know I'm going through it, whether it's at my job, I'm getting overlooked. If I'm in a 9-to-5-ish type job, you're probably getting overlooked. You're probably not getting the PTO you want. You're probably not getting the opportunities you should be getting if you're really putting in work, trying to set yourself apart and not just do the bare minimum. You're probably not getting appreciated. You're probably not getting the promotion. You're probably not out there getting what you think you should be getting. And conversely, if you're more on the entrepreneurial side like myself, and you're out here trying to build a name for yourself, build a brand for yourself, you got your hand multiple different irons in the fire, and every which way you can, you're not seeing results. You're not out here really seeing anywhere near the effort being returned the way that you're putting in. Whether you're a 9-to-5-er or you're an entrepreneur, I can guarantee you either you have gone through that or you are going through it at this very moment like me. And we need to discuss this because so many of us can get distraught. We can get discouraged. We can lose our focus on the vision. We can lose our ambition. And I want to encourage you, as I've had to encourage myself, do not, I repeat, do not let it get to you. Do not let the stress, do not let the anxiety, do not let these things get to you. Stay the course. Do not put the sails down. You'll catch the wind. It's impossible for you not to. And I'm not just going to sit up here and sound like another one of those stupid YouTube videos where they're like, close your eyes and picture your dreams. And as soon as you get one, everything's going to work out for you. I don't deal in hopium. I don't like drugs in general. I don't deal in hopium. I think it's a disgusting toxin. Do I think hope is good? Yes. Do I think hope is a strategy? Hell no. It is not a strategy. It is a lighthouse in the distance. It is not your sailboat. It is not the sail in your boat. It is the lighthouse that is keeping you from hitting the rocks because you know you will succeed, but you have to make sacrifices and you have to keep staying the course. You got to keep on going. My friends, I'm here to tell you, I'm not the guy who's sitting in a penthouse office recording this right now. I'm in my car trying to get a truck for my job. I deal in contracting. I'm in my car. I'm trying to get a truck. I'm trying to make sure I can take care of my girlfriend. I'm trying to do all these things all at the same time. But my friends, let me tell you something. It's a grind. It sucks. It's hard. And guess what? If you try to do what I'm doing, you're going to go through it too. You try to go through a similar situation, you're going to go through it. But all of us, our parents, our grandparents, we've all had to go through this. It's just a matter of how much are you willing to stomach? Are you able to be like Atlas and hold up the world on your shoulders? Or are you going to drop it and let it fall? I'm asking you this because I ask myself every day, what can I do more? How can I do things better? What is it I'm doing wrong that I can maybe use my time better? My boss, he's a hard-ass man. He really sticks my nose to the fire even more than it already is. And I'm here to tell you, you need someone like that who's going to hold you accountable. You need someone who's going to hold you, not hold your hand to make you feel better, but grab your hand, put it back on the fire and say, hey, don't let that iron get cold. Don't let yourself lose focus on the vision. Do not allow yourself to lose the focus on the goals that you have. Do not allow yourself to be distracted. Do not let yourself be troubled by the menial things. Stay focused, stay the course. You need that in your life, because if you don't have that, it's so easy to lose sight. It's so easy to say, you know what, man? I need a break. I gotta step back for a second. I gotta stop doing what I'm doing. I can't take it no more. You know how many times I've said I can't take it anymore? I've said it probably 5 times today. But you know what I'm doing? I'm still on the road. Still answering my phone. Still making those emails. I'm still knocking those doors. I'm still out here doing these things because I refuse to give up. I refuse to lose. And my friends, you have to refuse to lose, because if you don't, it is so easy, because everybody around you is going to question you. You question your methods, question what you're doing. There are going to be haters all around you. The more you try to do, the more people are going to try to tear you down. Question everything that you're doing. And my friends, I don't want you to end up in that position. I want you to win. I want you to actualize the goals you have. You know, truth be told, my friends, I'm not doing the job I love at the current moment. I would want nothing more than to produce this show, write books, and really put out ideas and create in the world. But right now, I don't have the capital to do that. So what am I doing? I'm finding a way for me to gain new skills and gain a new source of revenue. That's what I'm trying to do. And my friends, if you have goals in your life, it's one thing to have a goal. It's another to find a way to achieve it. And that, my friends, takes skill and sacrifice and pain and suffering. And the only person who can do that is you. Do not depend on other people. Do not depend on a woman. Do not depend on other men. Do not depend on anybody but yourself to get that done. Now, you're going to have people who are going to support you if you do. Maybe. And make sure you reward those people for investing in you. But at the same time, do not count on that. Because that will disappoint you. It will let you down. Nobody owes you anything. You got to remember that. Nobody owes you anything. My parents don't owe me anything. God doesn't owe me anything. The government doesn't owe me anything. My friends don't owe me anything. It's all on me to get it done. Would it be helpful if they help me? 100%, I'll take it. But it's not something that we can count on. Because the more we count on others, the more we lose control ourselves of our guiding of our vision through the choppy waters that we face every day. My friends, normally I don't do motivational type content, not because I don't think it's helpful, but in general, it's one of those things that I don't like listening to these people on social media who all they do is give you some hack motivational bull crap of like, oh, just believe and it's all gonna work. I don't like that type of stuff. It's like a drug. People like to watch that and then do nothing with it. They like to sit there and make themselves feel good, like they're moving towards the goal by listening. But then after they turn the video off, they turn the podcast off, they don't proceed to do anything with the information. Partly because the information was mainly meant to make them feel good, number one. And number two, that's like giving somebody a really heavy machine gun and they don't know how to shoot a BB gun. They don't know how to shoot a Glock. They don't know how to do anything with what they have. They're still trying to figure out phase one, not phase three, not phase four. It's important for us to focus on what we can control, for us to master what we currently have in front of us. That will keep us motivated, because we will develop confidence in what we're doing. We will see us working extremely hard and have that full arc of from beginning, middle, and end, and then that will produce confidence. My friends, if you're going through it, I don't care if you work at 7-Eleven or you work a 9-to-5 job like that, or you work an entrepreneurial job where you're grinding your ass off to create content or to create a business. Well, I don't know what you're doing, but if you are feeling like you can't take it anymore and you just need to keep pushing forward and you need some motivation, well, guess what? I'm in it with you. I'm right there in the fires with you on the front lines, and you and I are in the same bunker, but we're going to win. Because I refuse to lose. Do you? Let me know, because this is important, and you're never alone. You will win as I will win. Do not give up. I'm out. Peace.